The 1963 film Farewell Performance, directed by Robert Tronson, has garnered interest not only for its content, but also due to its status as a piece of lost cinema. This British crime film, while not widely known today, featured prominent stars and a plot typical of the gritty crime dramas of its era. Despite its potential as a classic of British noir, it has disappeared from circulation, leaving only a trace in film history. This is Land of the Lost, Farewell Performance. Farewell Performance followed the story of a small-time crime figure entangled in the world of illegal activities and the inevitable downfall that awaited him. The film starred John Kearney as the lead, supported by characters portrayed by actors such as William Lucas and Peter Byrne. Their performances were emblematic of the hard-edged, morally ambiguous roles that dominated British crime films during the 1960s. While details about the plot are scarce, the film was likely in line with the genre's exploration of criminal underworlds, depicting both the glamour and the grittiness of illicit lifestyles. At its core, Farewell Performance focused on themes of loyalty, betrayal, and the consequences of living a life of crime. Directed by Robert Tronson, Farewell Performance was a relatively low-budget production, typical of British crime films of the time. The movie was not a major blockbuster, but it was anticipated by fans of the genre. It was distributed by British Lion Films, a company known for distributing several significant British films during that era. However, upon release, Farewell Performance did not receive widespread attention. Its modest reception, combined with the lack of preservation efforts, contributed to its eventual disappearance from public viewing. More after this break. The film is now classified as lost, with no known copies available for public or private viewing. Many British films from the 1960s suffered similar fates due to inadequate archival practices and the disposal of prints after their initial theatrical runs. It is believed that the original negatives and any surviving prints were either destroyed or neglected to the point of being irretrievable. Despite this, fragments of its legacy remain in film archives, production notes, and advertisements from the era. The British Film Institute, BFI, and various collectors have attempted to track down any surviving copies, but as of now, Farewell Performance remains elusive. Though Farewell Performance may not have achieved significant fame during its time, its status as a lost film adds to the fascination surrounding it. Like many lost films, it represents a missing piece of cinematic history, one that could offer insights into the crime genre and filmmaking practices of the early 1960s in Britain. The film's loss also highlights the broader issue of film preservation, especially for movies that were not considered significant at the time. The disappearance of films like Farewell Performance serves as a reminder of the fragility of cinema and the importance of preserving even lesser-known works for future generations to appreciate.